What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
I feel a little bit sick
shouldn't
if I'm being
honest.
Shouldn't
have had the pastry.
Why did I have that pastry?
We're all paying for it.
Well, at least your pastry was sweet. Mine was savory.
Yeah, but it was really greasy and now so I feel greasy. Disgusting.
I wish I didn't have
pastry. I don't know if I'm going to have porridge now.
I'm going to. It ruined it. It ruined it.
I'd love to know the calories in mine. I'd say ridiculously high.
Ruined my morning.
I tell you what, I went for the bacon bagel yesterday. Very nice.
Yeah, see, you know what? You're probably more calories in the pastry you had there than the
bacon bagel. I bought a chicken fillet roll yesterday.
Oh, gorgeous.
It amounted to €5. I'll tell you what I
had. Not all.
Let me tell you, right? So okay. White baguette.
Get off.
Yeah.
They didn't even ask if I wanted a brown, but I actually prefer the white baguette.
White crusty or soft?
It is crusty.
I don't like the crusty.
What?
Always go for the
I
soft.
I don't like the brown baguettes. I've gotten them in the past.
Brown crusty or soft?
Just... Well, not the soft. No, soft is...
You can't be having soft,
Callum. I do not want a soft one. That is just weird.
No, I would go soft.
So I went
Always.
I went for a white baguette. Yeah. I got mayo because, guys, I'm not wasting my time anymore getting garlic mayo. Because they never have it in the jar. And then you see them banging it around for ages. Because it seems like if they don't use it that often, it turns into cement. And it's awkward for everyone.
Okay. Did you get this in Centra across from me?
Centra, not across from me. Near Marley Park.
So, I've been there before. It's not a bad one.
Not bad.
No.
It's a big one.
Big one. Yeah. Juicy one.
Yeah.
So I got the white baguette. I had mayo in it. I then went for spicy chicken fillet. Just a bit of spice.
Yeah, nice.
This jalapenos. Now I was wearing the face mask. They couldn't hear me.
While you were eating it.
Jalapenos. No, when I was trying to point as to what I wanted. Jalapenos. The guy hovered.
Here we go.
The guys hovered around the boiled egg.
I was having the conversation with Gav Ward in the office. It's so hard to communicate at a deli counter because you're wearing the mask, they're wearing the mask, they can't hear you,
you can't hear
them.
So jalapenos.
I'd rather that than COVID.
I bet you didn't have
that's
this.
True.
Do you know those sweet red peppers in the sauce? The gourmet red peppers.
No, this is not.
Do you know what I'm talking
you're
about?
You're going too fast.
This is why it's so expensive.
Then I had grated cheese.
Fair.
And that was it.
No lettuce.
No lettuce.
I don't like lettuce, but I'll throw it in just to fill it up. Because usually the deal is, I don't mind tomatoes in there. I don't like tomatoes
so
much. Because sometimes it can be a bit dry.
You need to break it
up. Adds a bit of wetness.
Yeah, yeah. Will you do it again?
It was a delicious roll. The problem is I keep eating all this stuff while I'm walking and moving and the guy stuffed the roll full of cheese. It was dripping everywhere. Thank God people don't really know what I look like because I ate a burrito by a bin a few weeks ago. Honestly, it dripped on my shoes.
Yeah,
the sauce, and it's just not a great look.
So, and I'm not paid for this. Isn't a paid for push. But the Dunn's down the road on Georgia Street.
Yes,
chicken fillet roll. So chicken fillet and two salads and a can of drink for $3.29.
Is that cheaper than the one at Seaman's Green?
Alarmingly cheap.
Something's wrong there now.
Maybe $3.89.
Is that cheaper than in the shopping centre?
Yeah.
How? It's like. But the one 500 metres away from
but the one in the shopping centre is a different. It's like.
It's Bakewell. Or Baxter, Baxter and Green.
And the one in Dunn's is just Dunn's.
I remember getting a wrap in Baxter and Green. It was the hoisin duck. I had that for breakfast. I felt like I deserved to be shot
duck.
In a field.
Off
what?
Air breakfast.
Off what? Air. What did you call a chocolate twist?
Oh, we
chocolate
talked
torsage.
Torsage.
Sorry, guys. Can we bring a bit of culture on this show?
You're explaining what the difference between Starbucks Signature and regular hot chocolate is to me.
Yes, I was explaining to you.
What is the difference?
So regular is a powder, but signature hot chocolate, it comes in a sachet. It's a proper like form a liquid that you put in with the milk.
Which supposed
and
to be
you
amazing.
Heat it together. Signature, more expensive. And a lot of people go for the caramel hot chocolate. So signature with a few pumps of...
At Christmas time, they do like a peppermint hot chocolate, and I like that.
Oh, no. Don't like anything minty. I will leave by saying...
I have mint chocolate protein now. Very
horrible.
Intense. Very intense.
It's a toothpaste.
Yeah, essentially. It's no, it tastes like a Cornetto.
Yeah.
The mint Cornetto.
Does it have the chocolate flavour?
Yeah, it's like chocolate mint, but it's it just... there was only one flavour that was left that I wanted.
When's the last time you ate an after eight?
Christmas, probably.
Yeah.
Christmas. There you go. On the show, we talk a lot about last night's virtual game show.
Please watch it again.
Yeah, go on, watch it again if you haven't watched it. We need the clicks.
Dublin. Are you ready?
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin 103 Fully Charged. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:03. I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
And I am absolutely buzzing from last night. We actually broke the internet. Yeah. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
It was our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night. Thank you so much for watching if you did. I know a lot of people did. Did you see that we put up a few tweets afterwards, Graham?
No, I kind of went to bed pretty much straight afterwards.
We put up a tweet because we were wearing these really sexy, glittery jackets throughout the night. And we put up a tweet I think you'll find humorous.
Yeah.
If this tweet gets more than 9 retweets, Graham has to wear his golden glittery jacket for the entire show.
First of all, I hate, like, those jackets are so uncomfortable. Yeah, they look good, but they're so uncomfortable. The sleeves are so long. And why did you set the bar so low at 9?
Ah, it suits the show. Now, I don't know the end result. Do you know, Producer Callum?
I think it was like 15 retweets.
That will do for me.
Nearly
there you
double.
Go.
What was
nearly
the,
double.
What was the reasoning behind this?
Ah, you look great in it.
Like,
I'm jealous. I would have loved
to. Well, you can wear it.
Nah, it wasn't in the tweet.
16 retweets.
16 retweets.
Put it on. Now, while you're putting it on, we will be speaking about the night after 8. Don't you worry if you missed it. We will be dissecting it.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Oh, you look absolutely fantastic over there in your golden glittery jacket that you wore last night at our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night.
Yeah. Someone, producer Callum, put up a tweet. If this tweet gets 9 retweets, Graham has to wear the jacket for the duration of the show. Can I just say, Nathan, you wore a t-shirt with your jacket last night. I wore a shirt. I was unaware how uncomfortable this is when it actually touches your skin because
it's sore.
Because the shirt was a barrier between the jacket and my skin, while now I'm wearing a t-shirt.
It cuts in, doesn't it?
The little glittery circle things are so unbelievably sore. But anyway, we'll move on.
I have a very interesting story. I want to speak about A-list celebrities who have invested in football clubs. You'll know these people. Now, with A-list celebrities, they have so much money in their wallet that they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Big news this year, A-list celebrity Ryan Reynolds, he's announced that he wants to be a shareholder at Wrexham Football Club. I didn't know this. Now, he wants to be a shareholder and he then wants to produce a Netflix documentary about the process.
Yes.
And he wants to be hanging out with all the fans.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. I'm very excited about this. Other actors, Natalie Portman is a shareholder of a club called Angel City. LeBron James.
Yep, Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Yeah, he's got shares in Liverpool.
But let's focus on musicians because this is a music show. So, this little lady, Jade Thirlwell. This year has become a shareholder in her non-local league side, South Shields FC. Have you heard of them before?
Oh, they're non-league, so we probably wouldn't have heard about them, but that's cool.
She's in the jersey.
Helping them out.
Doncaster. I think you'll know what singer has...
Louis Lads. Yeah, didn't he do his music video with Bebe Rexha at the football ground?
Do you remember watching Sky Sports Football News? Breaking news, Doncaster has signed Louis Tomlinson as a player. He actually played for Doncaster in a few games because apparently he is a good footballer. This man, friend of the show. I'm still standing better than I ever did. Elton John. He became Watford's chairman and director in 1976. He appointed Graham Taylor. They did great things together. They kept getting promoted and promoted. Then he sold the club. He bought it back. He was president for a few years. I don't think he is anymore. But you see him at games, and it's good to see him.
I remember they got to the FA Cup final a few years ago against Manchester City, but of course he wouldn't be thinking that Watford would be getting to the FA Cup final, and he was on tour at the same time. So he had to really... I can't remember if he cancelled the gig or what happened.
Fake to sickie.
But there was something, he was like, I have to see the FA Cup final. My beloved Watford.
This DJ... Diplo.
I thought it was Marty Guilfoyle.
Marty Guilfoyle has shares in Shamrock Rovers. No, Diplo, Phoenix Rising, and the last person, I find this very cool.
Marty Guilfoyle.
No, it's not Ryan Tuberty as well. Remember Ryan with the big donkey teeth? Hugh Jackman isn't a shareholder, but he was asked by Norwich to be one because his mum lives just beside the stadium and he is a fan of Norwich, but he said back in 2014 they asked, will you be a celebrity shareholder, and he declined, but he said it's one of his biggest regrets.
Well, they got to the Premier League and they got relegated again, but they're one of those clubs that keep going up and down, and Delia Smith, celebrity chef, is the chairwoman.
Where are you?
Or is she the owner? What is she? She's I think she owns the club.
She's a person that likes to shout at half time.
She owns the club.
Where
so
are
she does
you?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And this year just keeps on getting better and better for Paul Mescal.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, well, not really. He's never been on the show. I would love him to come on the show.
Paul, if you're listening, you're always welcome.
Paul Mescal has signed up for a starring role in a new movie based on the 19th century opera, Carmen. The opera deals with the love and jealousy of Don Jose. He is lured away from his duty as a soldier and his beloved Michaela by the factory girl Carmen, who he allows to escape from custody.
Wait, who's Don Jose?
I don't know.
Is he Don Jose? And who's the factory girl?
The movie will start shooting on January 18th in Australia for 7 weeks, but this is the juicy part about it. The Kildare actor said on Instagram that he's very excited to replace Jamie Dornan, who was previously attached to the role. Now, I looked up multiple articles, and when I say multiple, two, and I couldn't find out why Jamie Dornan isn't doing the gig now.
I'm sure it has something to do with scheduling conflicts.
Or is it something to do with this?
There's these green fields, and there's us, whatever that is. Holds me here.
Yes, of course. The release of the trailer for Wild Mountain Thyme with Emily Blunt, Christopher Walken and Jamie Dornan has been absolutely slated by the Irish media. But as I saw Steve Kay, who works in Spin, of course, tweet out, he goes, it doesn't matter what those Irish people think about it. As long as it's a massive success over in the US, that's all that matters. Yeah. And they will lap that up. Now, talking about those accents in that movie that have been slated, top Irish vocal coach was snubbed by the producers of Wild Mountain Thyme. His name is, I keep getting, is it Thyme or Time?
Thyme.
T-H-Y-M-E. How would you pronounce that?
The name of a herb, yeah. Thyme.
Thyme.
It's, no, it's Thyme.
Thyme.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
I would have said Thyme.
It's like a silent T-H, but it's Thyme.
Are you sure about that?
Wild Mountain Thyme, then. The vocal coach, his name is Brendan Gunn, said an exchange of emails became sparky when they declined his offer of a face-to-face, you know, coaching. He was working with Colin Farrell and several other actors in Romania on Voyagers when he received an outline of the script. Then he went to email the producers. He says, I emailed one of the producers and said, I'm coming home soon so we can really get stuck into it. I can come down to Mayo, where they were shooting. He said, no, no, the outline's fine. They're all doing brilliant. I said, well, do you think so? The emails began to come sparky, so I just left it. I gather it wasn't so brilliant.
Imagine him watching the trailer now. Imagine if Paul Mescal replaced Jamie Dornan in 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, there you go. Is he going to be the next kind of sex
symbol? He already
kind of is. That's the thing. So is Paul Mescal taking over from Jamie Dornan? Who knows? Wild Mountain Thyme.
Thyme.
I want to say thyme so
bad. Say thyme with me, brother. We can fail together.
Thyme.
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 It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
It's just polyester, but you like her better. Wish I were Heather.
Are you okay?
Fits in well there, isn't it? Conan Gray on Spin 103.8. It is 7:28 weather-wise today. Let's have a look what's in store. It's going to be a dry one. Highs of just 10, so it will be chilly. Currently 7 as you're waking up in Dublin.
I need to ask the question one more time. Is the brand new Irish film with Christopher Walken, Jamie Dornan and Emily Blunt, is it called Wild Mountain Thyme?
Why are you asking me? We already had
because
this conversation.
Because I have a question. Question 4 this morning and got to get it wrong.
Wild Mountain... I mentioned
the film and I don't want to mess up at 7:45.
Wild Mountain Time. I think we're going to...
I'm going to say...
Pronounce it Time.
Time. Okay.
Callum, you're saying it's Time, not Thyme.
There was a classic English TV show and it was called Rosemary and Thyme and it was spelled T-H-Y-M-E. It's Time.
I call that Rosemary and Thyme.
Oh, well, you're an idiot then.
Oh, we're playing Gotta Get It Wrong. 7:45 this morning. Anyone who comes on walks away with a Just Eat €50 voucher.
Incredible. Without doing anything, you'll win that automatically because with over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app, it's available for delivery right to your door. And remember, today is Friday, so someone will also be winning €100 and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game, whoever tops the leaderboard.
So if you want to play this morning, text or WhatsApp the word wrong right now to the number 087-711-1038.
We'll be playing the game in no time at all.
Oh my God.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's 7:39. Good morning.
Can I tell you a secret, cowboy?
Yes, good to see you. Every Friday you come out and you talk to us. Is this going to continue or do you want to leave?
No, every Friday.
Okay.
I tried to watch your Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night last night at 8 p.m.
How did you find it?
Realized I don't have a phone or a laptop or any electrical devices.
Okay.
I just have this snake.
Get away from me.
It's a showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. Maybe we'll stop. They walk hand in hand dressed in cheap leather and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Graham, do you want to begin?
Yeah, okay. Former President of Ireland. I was actually, when I was getting this story ready and just reading up on it in the last couple of minutes, I was like, this probably isn't showbiz at all.
Look, showbiz, you can put whatever you want in it.
Former Irish President Mary McAleese said on the 6 o'clock show on Verge Media that when they moved into Áras an Uachtaráin, they found it very difficult to get Chinese delivered.
Why?
So, Friday night used to be the family's takeaway night. And what they used to do it when they before they moved into the Áras, it used to be fine. They used to ring the takeaway just across the road from where they lived. They get the stuff delivered to the house. Bob's your uncle. They get the Chinese. Happy days. However, they would ring the Chinese and say, you got to deliver it to the Áras. And they go, nah, this is a prank call.
Oh, no.
So she said, so they rang in the order to the nearest Chinese takeaway. And of course, when they said it has to be delivered to, they were greeted with skepticism at the far end. Eventually, we got it sorted. But for a horrible while, the children thought, is this how life is going to be from now on? No more Chinese takeaways forever? Oh. I hate you, ma'am. Why do you have to be the president of Ireland? I just want my Chinese.
Could you imagine Michael D eating an Apache pizza?
I was just going to say, he's a pizza man.
He is.
100%
garlic
he gets pizza.
Dip. And it's all around his mouth.
Yeah.
And you just can't say anything to Michael. But he's like, that was a nice pizza.
That was a lovely pizza. Thank you so much for getting the garlic dip.
Mary McAleese, what's her favourite Chinese? Chicken with cashew nuts.
Oh.
That's very dry.
Reminds me of Thailand, and every time I think of chicken with cashew nuts, I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Well, you got food poisoning over there, didn't you?
I actually think it was from pizza.
And cashew nuts.
Michael D was there. It was strange. He's at the full moon party.
Give us a bucket there.
Michael, will you shift my mate?
No, I'm married. I'm married to my country.
Great story. You've already won, let's be honest with you. This is the second time this week we're going to speak about TV presenter Ben Shepherd.
He's never been spoken about before, but twice in a week. Who says lightning doesn't strike twice?
Now, Ben, he was the host of Good Morning Britain yesterday. He was in a very giddy mood, and he wanted to speak about Alexa.
Alexa can do fart noises. That was a big hit in our house for far too long. But mostly by me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Alexa, do a wet fart.
Oh, no.
Honestly, at breakfast, there's nothing funny. In fact, there might be people watching this morning, their Alexas are now...
Oh, no.
Comply.
I want to hold an experiment.
No, it's going off
right now. I want to hold an experiment. If you're listening to us on your Alexa, I'm going to play this. And if you hear a fart noise, let us know on the show this morning. 087 711 1038. Here we go.
Alexa, do a wet fart.
Now, if anything happened because of that, let us know. I'm intrigued.
Do you know what? I'm impressed with him. I'm impressed with this guy this morning.
Don't point your finger at me as if I'm a pig in the corner.
I'll delay my resort to see if anyone texts in to say that their Alexa went off because of the fart noise.
Alexa,
so far, Graham's
do a wet fart.
I don't think they will. I don't think it will happen.
Alexa, do a wet fart.
We'll find out in 2 minutes after Bieber. Everybody knows my name. Before we get into Gotta Get It Wrong, we gotta wrap up this experiment Nathan was trying.
Yeah, Ben Shepherd, the TV presenter, said this on Good Morning Britain yesterday.
Alexa, do a wet fart.
I wanted to know if anyone was listening to the show on Alexa. Did that do anything
Doesn't
for you?
Doesn't seem to have worked. Elizabeth said that her Alexa went off, but thankfully didn't play any fart noises. So unfortunately... it didn't work. That means producer Callum, I get the win in Showbiz
Graham
Shootout.
Graham wins the Showbiz Shootout.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat, over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it wrong.
How good was last night?
Very enjoyable,
fun, wasn't it?
Very enjoyable. Congratulations to Anne and Adam. Oh no, will we say who's winning? I will save it till after 8 o'clock because we actually, yeah. I'll say nothing.
We're speaking about our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night. It happened last night at 8 p.m. and it nearly broke the internet.
You could say that. Kind of didn't. But we'll talk more about it after 8 o'clock because we've got to tell you who won, even though I kind of already told you. But how they won. Also, who was the celebrity appearance?
Oh, yes, the A-list celebrity.
We will be finding out after 8 o'clock this morning. And also giving away €500 in lockdown load. It's all happening this morning. But we got to have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. Playing for that board game on €100. Just get the questions wrong. Jen is playing. You all right, Jen?
I'm great, how are you?
Oh, we are great, Jen. Did you watch our virtual Gotta Get It Wrong game show night last night?
I glued in a little bit.
Oh, that's a no.
Oh, no, we lost her.
That's a no.
Did you find it boring?
I went on Facebook, actually, and I logged on for a couple of minutes, but I had things to do.
Jen, congratulations. You just won a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Yes, Jen! Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That is yours. But look, we're playing for the big prize. It is €100 and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Your score to beat is Aoife on 14. So if you get 15 or more questions wrong, you will go top. Here we go.
What were half the country watching last night at 8 p.m?
The Late Late Show.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Chicken.
What was the score in the Ireland-England football match?
10-0.
Name an actor in the new film Wild Mountain Thyme.
Paul Mescal.
Name a herb.
Rosemary.
What does a street sweeper sweep?
Football.
What do you use a sweeping brush for?
To dust the ceiling.
Do your best impression of Ray Darcy.
Good day, mate.
What A-list celebrity made a cameo appearance in the virtual game show last night?
Lady Gaga.
Sing the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song.
Happy birthday to you.
What TV show is the character Squidward in?
Simpsons.
What's 64 minus 9?
2.
12 plus 37 is 43. True or false?
False.
How do you spell nostril?
C-A-T.
Where would you find nostril hair?
Out of time. Out of time.
No.
You won't believe it, Jen. Lady Gaga actually did make an appearance last night, but you wouldn't know because you didn't watch it. Oh, no.
Well, it was some woman just covered in meat.
Fantastic.
Oh, Jen, how did you find that?
That's great. Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I have to say, you were a strong contestant this morning. I feel like you wear your heart on your sleeve. You're an honest player, and do you know what? You reminded me of someone.
Who's that now?
You reminded me of a very, very young Salem the cat.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Didn't Sabrina try to make it come back? It just didn't work.
Wow.
Jen, you got 12.
Oh, no.
You
don't win. But don't worry, Jen. You still get that €50 Just Eat voucher for just coming on this morning and playing. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Unreal. Thanks.
See you, Jen. Bye.
So that means Aoife is our winner.
Oh, God, Aoife.
Congratulations. You've won €100 and a Gotta Get It Wrong board
game.
That's
what you really want to
win.
That
is what it's all about.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You love lockdown.
Lock download. Let's go.
Morning, it's 8:04 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan, and now is the time you've been waiting for. We got €500 to give away. We've been telling you all week to download the app. And on Thursday, we'll send you out a push notification. If you simply send us a screenshot of that, send it in to us, and we call out your name right now, you could be winning €500.
You said this during the week, and I'm stealing your sentence, Graham. This is the easiest competition on radio to make money. I'm telling you, €500. Will I read out the name?
Yes.
Okay. Roisin Flannery.
Okay, simple as that. Roisin, if you are listening to the show right now, WhatsApp message us. Just say, I'm listening.
On WhatsApp.
Just on WhatsApp. Okay. This is very simple. WhatsApp message us, I'm listening. And if you do, to 087-711-1038. During the duration of the next song, which is Miley Cyrus and Midnight Sky, you will win €500. However, if Roisin isn't listening and doesn't contact us, we're going to open up them phone lines to anybody else who got involved in Spin's lockdown load.
That happened last week.
Yeah. So that isn't your name. Don't worry, you still could be winning €500. But Roisin Flannery, you have 3 minutes and 26 seconds to contact us. Is that Roisin Flannery on the line?
It is.
Roisin.
I can't believe it.
Were you listening to Spin 103.8 this morning?
I was, yeah.
And can you describe the feeling when you heard your name called out on the radio?
Just pure shock. I can't believe it.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my car. I'm on my way to school. I'm a primary school teacher.
Okay, wow. Well, we've obviously called out your name. We've double checked. This is your name. This is your number. And you've just won €500. Simple as that.
Fair play to you, Roisin. You downloaded
you
that Spin 103.8 app. You sent in a screenshot of the push notification. What are you going to spend the money on?
I think I'll treat myself to a Dyson Airwrap hair tool.
Oh, she knows.
Hold on a second here now. Why so specific? What type of... Is it a vacuum cleaner?
I've been looking at it for the longest time, but just not quite ready to make the purchase, and I think now's the time.
Hold on a sec. Is it a vacuum cleaner or a hairdryer?
No, it's a hairdryer and curler and straightener. It does it all.
Oh, so Dyson have now branched out into hair. Oh, very nice.
Can I speak about those vacuum cleaners that give out water? Do you know you see when you're going over the carpet?
No, you can't speak about them, Nathan. Roisin, congratulations. Enjoy your new Dyson hair thing. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
So Roisin wins €500. And we're going to be doing it again next Friday. All you got to do is download that app. Do it right now if you don't have it. And when it asks you, do you want to keep on your push notification? Say hell yes, because it could get you €500 next Friday morning.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Last night was a big one. Every morning we play at 7:45 a.m. It's got to get it wrong. All you got to do is get the questions wrong in the game. But for last night, the first time ever, we did it virtually online in our own game show.
It was so much fun. Do you remember on yesterday morning's show, I announced that I had organized a special surprise. An A-list celebrity, Graham, was making a cameo appearance. And it's fair to say that a lot of listeners were excited.
Well, before we reveal who it was, for people who didn't watch it, Gary had his doubts.
Lads, just wondering, would this be an actual A-list celebrity or, like, Nathan's type of A-list celebrity? Like, I'm feeling like he might be just thinking it's an absolute nobody and it's a big deal for him. You know, he's a bit strange and all that. Sorry.
I love the sorry. Oh, Gary.
No, I'm telling you, this was an A-list celebrity. I told you that I had to write a lot of emails and make one phone call.
Okay, let's go to last night and find out who it was.
We have a special message from a friend of the show. This person could not be here tonight, not because they're dead.
Matt Damon.
They were just busy.
Matt Damon.
They are a huge fan of this game. I'm going to cross over to the VT.
Hi, Graham. Hi, Nathan. This is Matt Ken here. I just wanted to wish you both the very best of luck with your Gotta Get It Right virtual night. So, good luck.
Oh! Now, I was expecting Matt Damon with your contacts before, but Pat Kenny is up there in A-list celebrities.
Okay. Are we happy about that?
Because you did say we were going to look like Pat Kenny with our sparkly jackets. I was very confused by that. But he did also call it Gotta Get It Right. Now, people would say, he got it wrong. But he's such an intelligent journalist. He was actually doing the game in the title, Gotta Get It Right, because he was actually getting it wrong.
Graham, I think I may have made a typo in the email when I was telling Pat to. Sorry about that.
Anyway, let's get to the game. We had five wonderful contestants. Actually six, because it was a doubleheader in one of the teams. Going against each other, the top two would then play off in a head-to-head for the Golden Trout Award, because everyone who came on won a Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
Yeah, I want to say a massive thank you to Aisling, Adam and Anna, Robbie, Kira and Will.
Here's a little bit of a mega mix of some of their answers in Gotta Get It Wrong, where they're getting the questions wrong.
Do your best impression of Vin Diesel.
How are you, man?
What girl band was Nadine Coyle in?
Little Mix.
What's 58 minus 3?
3.
What are sausages in Irish?
Baloya.
What does a drama teacher teach?
English.
What TV show is the character Big Mo in?
Friends.
Who is Machine Gun Kelly dating?
Eminem's daughter.
Who is Megan Fox dating?
Ryan Reynolds.
Name a Britney Spears song.
Oops, I've done it as well.
Who is the President of America?
Joe Biden.
What job did Barack Obama used to have?
He's a dancer.
What does a Lewis driver drive?
A train.
Sing a good Charlotte song.
And the sunflower.
What sport did Tim Henman used to play?
Football.
Sing a Meatloaf song.
I love you, baby.
Okay, it was a great night. Five rounds of Gotta Get Around, but we needed the top two players to go through to the head-to-head final.
Yeah, Aisling got 15 questions wrong and Adam and Anna got 13.
Okay, so we will be playing out what happened in the head-to-head in around 10 or 15 minutes time, but we will be revealing the social winners for the board games in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you last night, Nathan, because you did organise the whole night and you bought me a buzzer so I could use on the night, because usually during the game when people wait too long to answer, I'll go... I'll press the button in front of me, but I needed something physical. And it gave me a big red button like on, what's it, Britain's Got Talent?
I was worried that you weren't actually going to do anything on the night, so I ended up investing €25 into this beautiful buzzer.
Now, the first four rounds of the game, they were on fire. I didn't get to use it. No buzzers.
Another buzzer-free round.
I'm not getting to use
it. Why do we have this buzzer if this man is not touching it? Oh.
Another buzzer-free round. No buzzers again. However, we got to the last game with Will. The fifth game. And the final question of the night.
Name a Nickelback album.
You're out of time.
That came to good juice. €25 well spent.
Now, if you want to look back on the night, it's up on our website. It's on Facebook and it's on YouTube as well. If you want to have a little look back, and we'll be putting up clips on Instagram as well throughout the weekend.
Oh my, I have the winners right now.
Yes, so you had to comment on Facebook and share, and you had to retweet on Twitter. So we got two board games to give away to people who were watching last night.
I have a Facebook winner and I have a Twitter winner. I'm going to first begin with the Facebook winner. I can tell you, Rachel Nocter, you have just won a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Fair play to you, Rachel. Thank you so much for watching. And our Twitter winner is Billy Rafter.
Yes.
At Billy Raff, you have also won a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Fair play to you.
Now, on the way next, we will be seeing what happened when the top two players of the night, Aisling, went against Anna and Adam for the Golden Trout Award. That is next. And at 8 p.m. last night, we did our Gotta Get It Wrong virtual game show night, where all you got to do is get the questions wrong. Five contestants on vying to win the coveted Golden Trout Trophy.
Yeah, our two best players on the night, Aisling, she got 15 questions wrong, and then Adam and Anna got 13.
So how we did it was, we got the top two players of the night, which were them. We put them head to head. So it was like a penalty shootout. Aisling went first. Then it was Anna and Adam. Then it went back to Aisling. The first person to either get a question correct, to repeat one of the answers, or to hesitate would lose.
Oh.
This is what happened when they went head to head. In 3, 2, 1, go.
What colour is a green apple?
Blue.
What date is Christmas Day?
24th.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
A.
Cucumbers.
What does a bus driver drive?
Car.
Who is the Taoiseach?
Andy Kelly.
What is the capital of Ireland?
Lisbon.
London is the capital of what country?
France.
What do we drink from a cow?
Juice.
Pork comes from what animal?
Cow.
What street is the Spire on?
Temple Bar.
Who is the manager of Man United?
Alex Ferguson.
What noise does a cat make? What band is Nick Jonas in?
Westlife.
How many members are in Little Mix?
3.
Name someone who is in One Direction. You're gone!
Sorry.
Oh my god! Anna and Adam, you have won the virtual Gotta Get It Wrong game show night! The Golden Trout! The Golden Trout is
well done, guys.
You have won the Golden Trout. Apologies, that hasn't really worked. My god, Aisling, unfortunately, you did hesitate there. Anna and Adam, how do you feel?
We are absolutely incredible, isn't it? Feeling, Adam?
You're overexcited.
Adam's so cool.
Look at Adam.
Mom.
Adam has tears running down his face. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that was classic. Oh, Mom.
You're embarrassing me, Mom.
Big thank you to everyone who played, everyone who tuned in. You can look back on our socials, and who knows, will there be another one?
There's any TV companies out there, we're available.
Yeah, we're available. We don't really do that much after 10 o'clock every day, so our schedule is pretty free.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Do you have that Friday feeling, sir?
I sure do. Can't wait to stay and watch telly this weekend again.
Are you going to turn on...
Do you know what? Okay. I don't actually... Am I going to turn on my boiler?
Yes. You saw what I did there. I was trying to subtly put it in for you. I don't know what you were going to... You were going down a tangent, weren't you?
Well, I was going to say... I'm commenting on the fact that nothing's open and stuff like that. But I'd usually be just staying in at the weekend anyway. And because I'm staying in the weekend...
Yes, now we go... Cold.
Now... I'll put on the fire, of course.
The briquettes, the coal.
But there's no fireplace in my bedroom. I have to put on the boiler.
Can I ask, where is your boiler in your house?
In the kitchen.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it behind a cupboard or something?
It's in the kitchen.
I'm trying to imagine where it is. Is it opposite the sink?
Have you never seen it before?
I've never seen it.
It's a massive yoke.
What does it look like? What colour?
White.
Okay.
It looks like a boiler. Yours is in your what? Your
Mine is in the living
space. The wardrobe.
The wardrobe, yes.
Hot press.
Hot press, that's the word I'm thinking of.
The wardrobe. It's not Narnia, come on.
All right, listen to this. Well, speaking about boilers, because Bord Gáis Energy is making sure you're not left out in the cold this winter with their dedicated winter repair team at the ready. If your boiler breaks down, just search Bord Gáis Energy Boiler Repair for more. So if mine breaks down, give them a call. It's right beside the kettle. So while they're fixing, I go, would you mind putting on the kettle there as well? I don't want to get too close to you.
Jesus, the boiler broken in the studio.
Plus, the Bord Gáis Energy price pledge guarantees no price increases on gas or electricity until March 2021.
Yeah, we appreciate that. They are good folk at Bord Gáis Energy. I've been saying it every week. It's because I believe it. They've given us money, €200, to put into your wallet this morning. Last time we're doing this, we are gathered around our radio, but it's broken. We need to repair it. We're listening to a song. If you can identify what that song is, then we will give you €200. Text or WhatsApp your answer to 087-711-1038.
Here it is.
Oh,
on is that song. We're going to get it repaired, but in the meantime, give us a text or WhatsApp and tell us what the song is, and €200 could be yours, all thanks to Bord Gáis Energy. We've sent producer Callum on a mission.
Yes.
He's gone downstairs to the third floor. We're on the fourth floor here to get us some pastries.
A rival radio station has just received pastries. We have sent our little rat down to steal the pastries and bring them back up.
Now, he goes, what do you want? I go, anything. Just cross on some of that. Nathan goes,
a chocolate torsage.
What the hell is a torsage?
Well, some people call it a twist or a twirl.
Yeah, normal people.
I would call it a torsage. They're gorgeous. There's a bit of custard, little...
Do you get out of the farmer's market in Glenageary on a Sunday morning?
I beg your pardon. Not from Glenageary for the last time. Dunleary, the main street.
You are not. Listen, Bord Gáis Energy, they've got €200 to give away right now. And they promise they won't be increasing prices on gas or electricity until March 2021. It is the Bord Gáis Winter Price Pledge Guarantee. Let's go to the phone lines. Chris, how are you?
Not so bad, how are you?
When I say Chris, I want you to say, I want to win money. Chris.
I want to win money.
Chris.
I want to win money.
Well, there we go. Chris, before we get into the money part of it, how's your boiler these days?
It's going all right, yeah.
Going all right. Well, look, you know, if you've any problems, make sure to get on to Bord Gáis Energy. Search Bord Gáis Energy Boiler Repair, and they won't leave you out in the cold this winter.
Lovely.
You know, that, Chris.
Do you prefer, Chris, being too warm or too cold?
Ooh, well, I'm sitting in my machine here at the minute, so I'm warming up, innit?
What machine are you sitting in?
Oh, it's now Manitou. It's not great now, but sure, it does the job.
Guys, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what a Manitou is. What is it? It sounds like an exotic animal. I'm being serious.
What is it, Chris?
It's a teleporter.
All right.
What is a teleporter? That sounds it's like just, something out of Doctor Who.
It's a bigger forklift, basically.
A forklift?
You can get that. You can picture that, Nathan.
A forklift is on the ground, yes?
Yeah, it's not an exotic animal, but it's close enough, I suppose.
And what are you...
What else? What isn't on the ground?
A crane.
Okay, it's not a crane. It's a forklift.
What are you lifting up in your fork?
Big bags of peat.
Peat?
Yeah.
What's the difference between peat and turf?
Yeah, we grow mushrooms in the peat, but I don't know what to do at all. Boring.
Right, okay.
All right, Chris, let's have another... tell us, what was the song on the radio that needs to be repaired?
Midnight Sky, Miley Cyrus.
Well, have a listen now. We're trying to get it repaired.
Come on.
Yes, it is!
Yes,
it is! Chris, congratulations. You've just won €200.
Thanks very much.
Chris, can you beep your horn in the forklift?
I will now. Hold on.
There we go. It sounds very distant.
Didn't hear anything.
It's faint in the background. You might need to get that looked at, Chris. But look, have a great weekend. €200 is yours. Thanks for listening, Chris.
Thanks very much.
Bye, Chris. Take care,
Callum, man. Is back. Callum is
what
back.
What have you gotten us?
So I got an email just to a select few.
We said it.
I've got a croissant, a cheese thing. And what is it? A pan of chocolate.
Mind if I take the cheese?
Nathan has already grabbed the cheese thing. Is there ham in there?
Oh my god, it's covered in butter.
Is there ham in there?
Can't have any.
I don't. I can't, I know
like
I can't.
Jambon?
Yeah. Is it like a jambon?
It's like a jambon. Right. I thought it was a scone. But it's kind of creamy inside.
Actually, looks nice.
I don't know, it's cooked.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I ate that too quickly. I feel sick.
Yeah. I think we all ate too quickly. We got pastries there, but you had a real cheesy one.
That was actually disgusting. I thought it was nice. There was some gooey scent.
Was it like, it was kind
no,
of like a
you
jambon
kept saying
scone?
Jambon. It was not a jambon. Tasted of foot.
Boys and girls, who wants a riddle? I hope you like cinema passes.
Oh, what is it? Oh, it's so difficult.
Where does he get these riddles from?
The man is a genius.
Nathan's hard one. Mind blown. I'm satisfied.
Before I get to my riddle this morning, I want to speak about last Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I was worried for my health. I was worried for my family's safety.
Jesus, is that bad, is it?
Oh my God. Brick through the living room window.
Stop.
Now, I gave out a riddle last week, but you couldn't guess correctly.
First time ever nobody got it correct. However, 90% of the people who got in contact said the same answer, and there was uproar about it. So, Nathan, have you...
I'm not afraid.
I'm just saying, have you thought about that this week in the question? Have you made sure there's only one answer this week?
No. This is a difficult riddle, guys.
Go for it.
Get ready for it. It's actually hard to say. What is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat, and 1/2 goat?
Say it again.
What is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat, and 1/2 goat? I'm sorry, breaking news. It's exactly 1 year of this segment, Nathan's hard one. Can you imagine? It's 1 year birthday today.
That's actually a very quick year. Yeah. I can't believe we've done 52 of these. So do you know what the answer to that is? Give us a WhatsApp voice recording if you do. That's the only way you can enter, to 087-711-1038. And if you get it right, we'll pick one of you out at random and send you on a night out at the cinema. We will get, when they open, we will get your answers next.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Four.
Is this happening this Sunday?
Probably the most talked about series of I'm a Celebrity ever.
The lineup is a joke. Let's be honest. We can't sugarcoat the lineup. It's pretty weak.
Vernon Kay is probably the biggest star. He's the most paid one. You got Mo Farah in there as well. Giovanni Fletcher.
Giovanni Trapattoni. Giovanni Trapattoni in Wales. Oh, I thought I was becoming the football manager.
AJ Pritchard. Yeah, look, the lineup is the lineup. But who knows? The personalities, they could get on with each other. They could clash. It's on this Sunday at 9 on Virgin Media. But some news about this series. Some classic campmates are lined up to make an appearance in this year's I'm a Celebrity.
That's cool.
So Joey Essex from 2013, Vicky Patterson from 2015, and Charlie Brooks, who played Janine Butcher in EastEnders from 2012, are lined up to make an appearance sometime during the series. So an insider says that they're isolating. However, the producers don't know exactly what they want them to do yet, and they mightn't even use them in the end. It's just a great option for the producers to have. So imagine being asked to self-isolate and not even being used.
Can I ask, is this the first time they're doing this, getting old contestants back in the jungle?
I'm going to say yes, because usually it's in Australia, so it would cost too much money to fly them
makes
out.
Makes sense.
However, this is in Britain, so it wouldn't cost that much just to put them up somewhere in Wales near that castle. The media have had a look at the castle. Pictures have been revealed. It's a kind of a Game of Thrones-style makeover. Of course, it is in a castle. It's all very dark. And one of the main areas is the shower area, where everyone makes, oh, the shower area, they're showering, blah, blah, blah. Well, this year, obviously, they don't have a little waterfall in the middle of a jungle. It is a watering can over a rusty bath.
Ugh.
And it will have a shower curtain, so no creeps will be able to look at people showering.
Why are you looking at me?
The beds are in rooms covered in overgrown ivy and moss. There'll be no heating, but their outfits, say, their uniform, whatever they'll be wearing, has been adapted to the colder climate, because in Wales right now it is only 8 degrees.
Didn't I bring the news that they're going to be eating a bit more? Normally their diet is just beans and rice. I think they're including oats now into the diet as well.
Yeah, so it gives them more warmth, I think. It fattens them up a little bit more. And they have to wait till midnight to have their evening meal.
Oh my God.
Midnight? That's rubbish. I'd be so hungry.
What time is the show on Sunday?
9 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, that's very late.
That's late for us. We might have to wait up though, watch it for the show. Dingo dollars have been replaced by castle coins. I like the alliteration. And Kiosk Kev has been replaced with Kiosk Clendwin.
Now, is it Kiosk Kev?
Kiosk Kev is the name of it, isn't it, Callum?
Yes.
Yeah, Kiosk.
Kiosk Kev, Kiosk Keith.
Because Keith and Kevin changed.
Yeah. One got sacked for being mean.
And now it's Kiosk Clendwin. So I think that's a Welsh name.
Do you know one thing that I just thought of just now? You know, it's going to be different, because if you think of I'm a Celebrity in Australia, it's always the morning in Australia when they kick people out. It's going to be dark when the evictions happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think there's going to be, any love interest in the show? Because I do enjoy when there's a bit of romance. Bring me back to the days of Katie Price and Peter Andre.
I don't think so. To be honest, there's an EastEnders actor in there, AJ Pritchard, but they all seem to be in relationships, so I doubt it. Mm. And if you missed the show the other day, there's a guy called Jordan North in there, and he's a DJ on BBC Radio 1, but Callum claims that he knows him from England, and honestly said, that's like you two going in. That's the type of calibre of DJ he is.
Would you know Jordan North? Would he know you?
No, but I would know him through people, and I've worked with events
You don't know him. I know Jordan North as well as you do. He probably would know me more than you.
So, Sunday, Virgin Media 1 at 9 p.m. I'm a Celebrity is back, coming to you from Wales.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.